Random House Audio presents If I Loved You, I Would Tell You This. Stories by Robin Black. Read for you by Mark Deakins, Kimberly Farr, Anne-Marie Lee, and Kirsten Potter.
The Guide. Read by Mark Deakins. At 17, Jack Snyder's daughter is slender-faced and long of limb, and still able to startle her father with her seeming certainty about everything she thinks. They're driving along roads he doesn't yet know, on their way to meet her first seeing eye dog, and she is wearing polka-dotted sunglasses, a long jean skirt, and a shirt with the words, "If you can read this t-shirt, maybe you can tell me what it says." A kid from her school ordered them in the dozens, and Lila bought three in different shades.
"You're sure they aren't identical?" she questioned her mother at the time. "I don't want my teachers thinking I never change my clothes."
"Believe me, Lila," Ann Snyder said. "I don't want your teachers thinking you never change your clothes either." As Jack scans the road for signs, Lila is proclaiming to him in those certain tones of hers that if it weren't for being quite so blind and having to have one, she'd definitely never get a dog. Never. Never, ever. And her father is trying to follow her, trying to respond appropriately. But thoughts of Miranda Hamilton compete with the girl's words. Miranda Hamilton unbuttoning her jeans the night before, sliding them down her thighs, stepping panty-clad from the denim pooled at her feet. Miranda Hamilton unbuttoning his suit pants, leaving them bound around his legs until he kicked them off. Miranda's cropped blonde hair fading into soft, colorless down along the back of her neck. Miranda laughing as she filled her mouth with